This is live from Studio A, and Maya Jensen here welcoming Boreal Forest to the studios. Hey, welcome. Well, let's kick off with a song, and we'll come back and meet everybody.
Cool. This one's called Capone.
Snowscapes sit still and silent, gentle fall, an antonym of violent. Dead limbs droop and sway in the breeze, winds from afar, masking the moon and stars. How this plays out, this feeling of familiarity is what disappointment's all about. And no surprises, expectations fade out in atrophy when juxtaposed to harsh reality, where the ways become corrupted. A decay of disorder. Don't wanna die, and don't wanna live. Deteriorate, anticipate. Tell me how this plays out. This feeling of familiarity is what disappointment's all about. No surprises, expectations fade out in atrophy when juxtaposed to harsh reality, where the way you cast 10,000 eyes, hideous deprivation. Rain dance, expect no rest, anticipate. Decay of disorder, lots to be desired, and not much left.
Live from Studio A, it's Boreal Forest. Well, welcome to the KUMD studios.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
That there was Capone. That's from your CD Terraform that came out last year, just about a year ago now. Really fun to have you. Let's go around and meet everybody. They're on vocals. Preston, we'll start over there with you.
Yeah, so hey, my name's Preston Kuhn. I sing lead vocals and I play bass and some guitar as well.
My name's Eli Schmidtke. I pretty much just play drums.
My name's Stephen Haynes. I play rhythm guitar and also bass guitar.
My name is Daniel. I play lead guitar, sometimes keyboard, sometimes bass.
So on the album, you have keyboards. And will you have keyboards in the show?
Yeah, for sure. We always have keys. We kind of just lost them today for the sake of a smaller setup.
Well, fantastic. That was really true to the record. Talk about It's been about a year since you put out the record. Talk about playing shows and since you have kind of a cohesive batch of songs, and how has that been for you guys?
It's been fun experimenting with playing in between transition songs within the songs that we established through the album. And this last show that we played really got a positive reaction for all the stuff that we've been, you know, experimenting with, and that's cool to see.
Yeah, it's really fun too to see how, like, since we released the album, like, how the songs have adapted and, like, evolved throughout, like, time. And we've played them all so much now, and it's just, like, we want to spice them up a little bit. So, like Danny said, we're putting these in-betweeners and stuff, and it's just kind of, we're incorporating our older songs with our new stuff too, so.
And yeah, it's been super fun.
Fun to see how the songs grow and change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
You guys really seem to be able to jam out on a song and make it grow and go on and on.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's definitely our thing.
That seems like that would be an audience favorite as well.
Yeah, that's definitely one of our audience favorites for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So you talked about putting out some new songs. Is there something in the works? What's going on?
Yeah, so right now we're pretty much just writing a bunch of songs for a new album in the works. Nothing yet set in stone, but we've been working on it. We released a single a couple months ago called Dust Storm, but other than that, we do release a couple at our shows. We play some new ones that we've been working on. So yeah, that's been super fun.
I would say there's like one that's really far along that we can expect in the near future.
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Did you guys play Homegrown last year?
Yes,
we did. Yeah, it was actually our first show ever.
Yep. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It was quite the experience.
Well, let's hear another, and then maybe we can talk about the group and how you came together and that kind of stuff.
Cool.
All right.
This one's called Dust Storm.
Boreal Forest here on 103.3.
There be come find me. Lost your way. Buried deep in a dust storm. Come find me.
KUMD, and this is live from Studio A, Boreal Forest. And so excited to welcome you to the studios. Well, tell us a little bit about you guys coming together. How long have you been together? A couple years or more? Originally from Minneapolis. These are the little bits I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been about 3 years as an official band. We started writing stuff a little before that. So a little background story between how we know each other. Me, Steve, and Eli, we've all been childhood friends for like years and years. We've known each other for like 12 years. We went to high school, middle school together. And then a little later, Steve went to college in UMD and met Danny. And we all kind of had a similar taste in music. So we started jamming out and writing stuff, and it was kind of just meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daniel, how is this to join this group that have obviously been together for a long time? You guys definitely meshed. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first because they knew each other for so long, but after, like, Steven introduced me to Ableton, the software, and after messing around with that, like, we realized that we could really, you know, do something. Even though those two were in St. Michael and we were up in Duluth, like, we started collaborating and making our own things, and then we would get together at Eli's parents' place and, you know, started out in the basement, you know. Yeah, yep. Trying to figure it all out, and you know, not being good, and then just being like, okay, we just got to keep working at it, and then like finally, it all just kind of meshed together. Especially when we moved into our house together, so that was good to see that growth.
So then you guys all moved to Duluth.
Yep. Yeah, we actually live in a house together. We've lived together for almost 2 years. So,
and it's still working out.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Right, with graduating and all.
Yeah.
Are you going to stay in Duluth? So what do you have in your future, the graduates?
Well, I'm finding work in Minneapolis. I'm probably going to move back in with my parents for a while. And we're still going to try and practice, play shows. But, yeah, we're
excited. So you're going to hang together?
Oh, yeah. We're excited to link up with some groups from Minneapolis and rock out.
Talk a little bit about your sound coming together. You know, it has that jazzy element, the electronica. And there's a lot of that kind of crossover stuff. You're described as dream rock, but, you know, there's that jazz influence. Where do all these influences come from? And is there one of you that's brought more something particular to the table that's changed it?
I think it's just the culmination of all of our weird tastes in music just kind of coming together, honestly.
It's like we're always coming together in, like, new music, and it's very seldom that anybody's like, I don't really like this, you know? So, like, we can all agree on something most of the time, and especially music, and there's all sorts of different influences. Like, we listen to a lot of different stuff, so.
Yeah, I mean, when we were writing, we never put, like, a set-in-stone genre that we wanted to make, so it kind of just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that you're more influenced by electronica or by just rock, indie rock?
There's definitely, like, those influences, you know, like, because we grew up with rock and everything. Like, our parents listened to rock and whatnot, but, like, being in, like, a world that's so, like, digitalized now, like, we have access to such cool, like, instruments and utensils to make music with, so it's, like, hard not to be inspired by that and, like, want to do something with it. It's pretty 50-50. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well, people can really look forward to the added synthesizer, because already with the two guitars, you get a real dreamscape sound going that's really a full sound.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
We should go out with one more.
Sweet.
Sure, yeah. We're going to do a little guitar change real quick.
Okay, record.
So now we're switching it up. Who is Eli? Oh, no, Eli, you're on drums. You don't switch it up, do you?
No.
Everybody else is switching guitar to bass, vocals and synth.
And keys and guitar and bass.
All right, so now we're going to have Steven on bass.
Yep. Preston on guitar.
Keeps it fresh.
All right, this one is not on your CD Terraform.
It is not, no.
Boreal Forest, live from Studio A here, just getting set for one more tune.
All right, you guys ready? This one's called Blue Typhoon.
Let the silence fill your mind. Fade away for a while and let's just reminisce. Summer's lost, erased, innocent. The winter sunrise blooms. An ice drape seems so benevolent, but yet frigid and treacherous. Heavy forecast this was. Gray overcasted September. Fatal weather and mass terror. Don't let it contain you. A windbreaker. Follow daylight and take cover. Fade away for a while. Forget all of this. Breaking new soul, monotonous. It will not terminate. No tragedy,
live from Studio A, and their CD Terraform came out 1 year ago. There's Preston, Daniel, Stephen, and Eli. Hey, thanks for joining us here live from Studio A.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Maya Jensen, and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Thanks for listening.